Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we have a topic talk, and today's topic is pet peeves. And Sochal, maybe our students don't actually know what a pet peeve is. It's kind of a weird word or kind of a weird phrase. What is a pet peeve?
A pet peeve is something that bothers you, kind of like in modern slang, we would say like an ick. It's something that like bothers you, but not to an extreme extent. It's not like something necessarily bad or like objectively bad or horrible about someone or a habit that someone does, but it's just something that irritates you.
Yeah. Like if you have a friend that lies to everybody, and they just lie, that's not really a pet peeve. That's more
like a character flaw.
Exactly. Like everybody hates that because everybody hates lying. Okay.
Right. Because it's dishonest. But if you have a friend who doesn't push their chair in, that's one of my pet peeves. Is people like you go to a restaurant with people and they leave their chairs unpushed or whatever. I don't like that. That's a pet peeve. It bothers me when people leave their chairs unpushed, and I might go and push everyone's chairs in.
You'll actually go and push in all the chairs of like your family
depends.
Members?
If people have gone on and I have like an extra second back, then I'll do it. I just don't like leaving it for the servers to like have to push everyone's chairs back in or whatever, you know?
Yeah, it is kind of rude to like, you know, push your chair out, get up and just walk away. It's like, push your chair in. It's just a common politeness, right?
Yeah. What's a pet peeve of yours, Jack?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like, what are some of my pet peeves?
Oh, another way to explain this to our listeners as well, is that it's something that bothers you about other people. It's not like a habit of yours, if that makes sense. It's kind of like something that bothers you that other people do usually.
Yeah. Like, let's say that like you have a friend and she likes to eat baby carrots in like tiny little bites. You know, she takes like a little bite of a baby carrot and then she's like, num, num,
like
num, 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 num. And then she eats it and then another bite. Num, 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 num. And it's like, it's just like her habit is annoying to you. Other people might not care at all. They're like, oh, that's okay. That's how she eats baby carrots. You know, that's fine. But for you, it feels like someone scratching their fingernails on a chalkboard. You know?
Right. It's really irritating.
Yeah. It's really irritating. Yeah. One of my pet peeves is when people say, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
That bothers you. Interesting.
Yeah. When people say that to me, I'm, and especially when it's like something really obvious, you know, it's like, you know, like, the earth rotates around the sun. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I know what you mean.
Wait, Jack, let me give this to you from the perspective of someone who does this, who says, like, you know what I mean, or you know what I'm talking about. I don't mean it because I think you or the other person is, like, dumb or doesn't get it. I say it because I don't know if what I was trying to explain came out of my mouth and made any sense, even though it's really simple. I feel like I just missed the ball or over-explained it to the point that it doesn't make any sense. So I'm like, oh, did that make sense? Do you know what I mean? It's not like I'm questioning the other person. I'm like questioning myself.
Right.
Maybe that'll make you feel better about people.
No. I'm not pointing the finger at you. Everybody does this. And I think you're right. Like the generous interpretation is that people are just trying to be clear. They just want to be understood, right? And so one of the ways that you are checking in with the other person to make sure that you're making sense is to say, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, do you know what I mean? And I do it too. Like I'm guilty of my own pet peeve, you know? But it's just that sometimes it just feels like, you know, people, it feels like someone's asking me like, you know, because, you know, Jack, you're so slow. I just want to make sure that
Right.
you're, you know, are you able to understand what I'm talking about? You know, like one plus one is two. You know what I mean? It's like, I know what you mean. I
mean.
know simple math, you know.
Yeah, I was more trying to reassure you that it probably has more to do with the person second guessing themselves
I think
than
so.
second guessing you, but I get it. It is it can be irritating.
Yeah,
I
and
tried
again, pet peeves can be irrational, like mine,
Yes.
you know?
They often are, or they often make you like way more annoyed than you have any right to be. That's kind of why it's a pet peeve.
Yeah. I have a lot of driving pet peeves, you know, like
Oh, I'm interested to hear these because since I don't drive.
I really another pet peeve of mine is like when people must back their car into a parking spot, you know?
Ah, my dad always does that. He because he's like,
Yeah.
it's easier to drive out. And I'm like, well, you're taking as much time backing it in as you would backing it back out. Like, just
Exactly. It's like,
it's
what are you doing? It's like,
annoying.
are you a bank robber? Do you need a fast getaway? I mean, from the grocery store? You have to, you know.
Either way, like, you're gonna take. You would have just taken as much time backing it out when you're leaving as you did backing it in when you get there. So you're not really saving time. Unless, like you said, you need a fast getaway, like a bank robber or something. But for other people,
Yeah.
it just doesn't make sense. It's not a time saver at all.
For bank robbers out there, those of our listeners that are bank robbers, I forgive you. You're not included in my
Makes
pet.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor super drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Eve. Yeah, it makes sense that you would back into a parking spot. Another one is another pet peeve is scooters. They're everywhere, these electric scooters, and people just leave them lying. They have a lot of like I don't know if this is just Korea or if this is in your countries as well.
When I hear this, I'm like, it sounds like Korea to me. For
Yeah,
completely
because what you can do now is you can rent these electric scooters, and basically you just scan your credit card and then it activates the electric scooter, and then you just drive it around. But wherever you stop, you can just leave it. So they're just all over the street, they're all over the ground, they'll leave it in front of our building. Some people will leave it in front of a driveway, and
Well,
they're just
why can they just
everywhere.
leave it everywhere? Like, doesn't the company expect them to leave it somewhere.
The company has a tracking device on them, and so they'll drive around in a truck and they'll put that in the truck and recharge it, and then just dump it back on the sidewalk again somewhere so that somebody can walk by and pick it up and drive it. And so they're just littered everywhere, not to mention very dangerous because they're, you know, they're riding in front of us, you know, in front of your car, and just it's a real problem here in Korea, the electric
that's
scooters.
Definitely a Korean thing. We don't really, at least where I've lived in the US, it's not a thing, and in Mexico it's not a thing, but okay. Yeah, that I know that, I know what you're talking about, and yeah, that is a very Korean problem, but I can see why it would be irritating.
It's more common in big cities like New York, Chicago.
Yeah, I get them. That, but I think in the US they probably expect you to park it in a certain location again, like the next drop, the closest to you.
Yeah, I think, but here they just stop where you are and you just put the kickstand up and then you walk away and then it's done. Your time's up.
I don't think that's a thing in the US. I'm pretty sure you have to like put it back at your next nearest location or something.
There is a parking spot in Seoul called the Han River. I would like them to park all of those scooters right there in the water. Just throw it off the bridge, let it sink to the bottom, and be done with this whole scooter thing. But that's my, again, that's my pet peeve. So, you know.
Yeah. So you're kidding. Yeah. I would be very irate with that as well. One of my other pet peeves is picky eaters. I'm not talking about people who can't try different foods because they have autism or some other kind of thing.
Or allergies.
Yeah. People who like refuse to try something new. They're just like, right. I just can tell I won't like that. I'm like, just eat it. Like, it just irritates me to no end. I mean, I get it if it's something like something really foreign to you, like a scorpion or a cockroach or something, you know, I wouldn't want to eat that either.
Sure.
But if it's just, you know, I had a friend in college. We're actually still close friends. I love her to death, but this one really killed me about her. She was like, I think it was sweet potato or something that she wouldn't try because I know I won't like it, in quotation marks. I was like, you won't try it because you know you won't like it. How do you know? You've never tried it. It's a texture thing. I can just tell by the look of it. And it just drove me crazy because I'm the type of person who will try something I don't like multiple times to see if I like it now.
Right. And your taste changes over time, too. I didn't like mushrooms as a kid. Now I love mushrooms.
Yeah, I hated sweet potatoes as a kid. Now I love sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
But I just keep trying things because your taste changes over time. Sometimes you haven't had it prepared a certain way and you actually like it better that way. Or sometimes you had a bad example of that dish.
It could have been prepared poorly. Yeah.
Yeah. Or poor ingredients or whatever. If you stopped and just didn't try, it's just, you're limiting your life for no reason. And that just irritates me. I am Mexican culture encourages people to be kind of like good eaters, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Which I think Korea also. And so it's very, it's like prized for people not to be picky like that.
No, Americans tend to be eat like children when you're older.
Yes.
You know? Oh, I only eat corn dogs and French fries and, you know, Coca-Cola, you know, something like that. Right. I know I'm going to like that. You know, it's like you're going to spend your whole adult life eating like a child. You're never going to try feta like cheese. You're never going to try, you know, I don't know, seafood. You're never going to try. Just, I mean, you're limiting yourself, your life experience to such a narrow little track of garbage food, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Bland garbage food just because you know you won't like something.
Yeah.
That is a huge pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
Same. Anyway, listeners, let us know what some pet peeves of yours are. I would really love to hear you guys' perspectives for sure. I'm interested to hear what different pet peeves are, what common pet peeves might be in your country. So leave us a comment down below at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. Shoot us an email at AtoZPodcast@gmail.com and join our WeChat WhatsApp groups to join the conversation. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at ThreeRiversFestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.